Rory, team news I've heard on Monday's game in Shelburne.
Ronan Boyce is getting closer, so we'll see. Patrick McElhinney is getting closer, but the next couple of games might be out of reach for him, but he's doing really well. And he's back in and around the group, which is great. Jordan McInniff still out with his foot injury, but he's quite close as well. So other than that, I think, I'm not sure if I've missed anyone there, I don't think so, but we're in a decent spot.
As the old cliche says, Rory, Monday night's games is a potential six-pointer. Do you view it in that way, or do you view it differently?
No, there's 11 games to go, so regardless, win, lose, draw, there's plenty of football to be played, but we're going down there with the mindset they won the game, and we know we're more than capable, and if we continue, we've won six of our last eight. If we continue the type of form we've showed in a lot of them games, we'll do okay.
Of course, are there surprise packages here, Dee, sitting at the top of the table? No. Did you expect them to be up around there?
I did, to be honest. We obviously had a team meeting in pre-season as a group, going through the league, and we felt that they would be right there because they've always been defensively solid, but they've added real quality in the attacking third. They've signed another four top-end players, they've signed real quality in the summer as well, so they've invested in that area. So listen, they're there on merit. We felt they would be there or thereabouts, and they've proved us right.
Of course, you brought on one player during the window, Rory. The League Ireland window's now closed. It's now the free agent market. You expect to bring any more over the coming weeks?
We're working at it. We're working at it. And fingers crossed we'll be able to add one, possibly two, if we can.
Of course, it's 2 weeks since you had a game of football. How important was the game with St. Pat's, the performance that the team...
It was really important. Obviously, with the previous few days, for it, the hurt and the disappointment, but it showed what our group of lads are capable of and how they responded and how they used that hurt in their performance. And I thought they deserve so much respect for how they went about their business against Pats, because people were waiting on us to get done over. People expected us to get done over, but we stood up and showed resilience again and fought back, and that's really important if you want to be successful.
And that shows the caliber of a player you have in that dressing room. Was able to come out and put on that performance.
Absolutely, that's never been doubted. And as I said, we're in good form. We've won six out of our last eight games, so hopefully we can keep that type of form going.
And of course, Kieran Harkin has went out alone this week. How important is it for Kieran to get football? You know, looking to come back here in January and maybe try and stake a claim.
I think it's really important for him. I think the club have been fantastic in the sense that he hadn't played for a couple of years. The club have stood by him and give him another new contract to make sure that we give him a platform to get his career going again. And he's a great lad, really good player, but he needs to go and play football now because he's missed a lot. And as I said, I think as a club, that's where we stand out from the rest, that we look after our players and we've really, really stood by him in particular, and we wish him all the best at Corian.
Thank you.